Hi, this is Michael Buckoff from BetterTOEFLScores.com. Today, I want to talk about how to improve your writing skills for the TOEFL IBT. You can do this. You can do it. Do you fear college-level writing assignments more than you fear the dentist? Is the writing section of the TOEFL IBT bringing your overall score down? Would you like to improve your academic writing skills? If you've answered yes to one of these questions, pay close attention to the following tips for both the independent and integrated writing tasks of the TOEFL IBT. 5 successful habits for the independent writing section of the TOEFL IBT. Number 1. Create a list of familiar topics and practice writing about them. For example, describe your favorite vacation destination and describe an important person who has influenced you are representative of familiar independent writing topics for the IBT. 2. You could also practice by stating an opinion or preference and then by presenting reasons clearly and in detail. For example, which you think is better, living on campus in dorms or off campus in apartments, is representative of opinion preference independent writing topic for the IBT. 3. Practice planning and writing an essay for each topic. Practice planning, writing, and revising each essay within the 30-minute time limit. 4. Practice pre-writing strategies in which you think about and list ideas related to the topic. Practice this before you begin writing your essay. Identify one main idea and some main supporting points to support that idea. Create a sharply focused thesis statement and use it as a blueprint for the ideas presented in each developmental paragraph of the essay. Use sufficient explanation and detail to develop the main supporting points of the essay. 5. Aim to write a minimum of 300 words for the independent writing section. Now let's talk about 5 successful habits for the integrated writing section of the TOEFL IBT. Number 1. Understand how to write an effective summary. 2. Find a college textbook that includes discussion questions at the end of the chapter. Read the chapter, take notes, practice writing answers to these questions. 3. Read a 300 to 400 word article and then create an outline of the major points and important details. Using the outline, write a summary of the information and ideas of the article. 4. Distinguish among quoting, paraphrasing, and summarizing, 3 methods of citing material you use from other sources. Keep in mind, when writing papers in university courses, that whether you quote, paraphrase, or summarize, you will need to cite the author and page or date in your text, and include a list of works cited at the end of the paper. Take notes on the information in the listening and in the reading passage, especially discussing how both materials relate. Synthesize or combine the information in the listening and the reading, especially discussing how the materials relate. Explain how the ideas in the listening and relating the listening and reading materials are similar, how one idea expands upon another, how the ideas are different, or how ideas contradict one another. 5. Locate listening and reading materials on the same topic. The material, located on the internet, in the library, or in your TOEFL book, can present different or opposing views. So, after having put into action these tips for a period of time, maybe, completing an essay examination isn't as bad as you thought it was. Good luck to you. For more information, go to www.michaelbuckoff.com.